caregiving work, taking care of her disabled son, isn't recognized, and she doesn't seem to be eligible for a wage for it. And this poor guy might end up in a home, right? As yeah. opposed to, you know what I mean, in a home as opposed to his own home. I mean, this is yeah. this is really tragic. So, you know, there is a specific impact of people with disabilities as well, Libby Watson.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I know that's a very good point. And I, you know, I think the pandemic has really showed us, you know, there were all these kind of, you know, unusually dramatic changes at the start of the pandemic. Usually change in America, you know, especially for social programs, it's normally in the bad direction and it's often very slow. At the start of the pandemic, there were all these kind of protections put into place, you know, things like the eviction ban and you know, stuff like this, like expanding Medicaid or rather, you know, making it so that you couldn't be disenrolled from Medicaid anymore. And you know what? The world didn't end. You know, everything was fine. We stopped disenrolling people from Medicaid and everything was fine. You know, and it makes you wonder, why is this something that we do under normal circumstances? You know, why do we make people go through this process of proving their income? You know, you have situations where people who don't have an income are being asked by the state to prove that they have no income, which is just a ridiculous proposition. You know, how do you prove a negative or whatever? And you know, we make people go through such awful, like, administrative nonsense just to have access to this meager program, you know, compared to other countries, you know, having universal healthcare. You know, I'm from Britain. Compared to the NHS in Britain, like, Medicaid is obviously a lifeline for a lot of people in the U.S., and it's also often just not enough, you know, especially, again, when private contractors are brought in, you know, it's like the situation that you described, you know, having home health care for people with disabilities. You know, there are many situations across the country where managed care organizations have been brought in, and they start doing the assessments for whether people should qualify for that kind of care, and you know, they, you know, the number of hours that they say that someone needs care is you know, just a fraction of what they actually allow them to get under Medicaid. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a situation where, you know, the last couple of years have been better than they have been before, and it's still not enough, and yet we want to get rid of that tiny little bit of progress.
Just outrageous. And just last week, the House passed a $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill that didn't even include any of the COVID-19 relief funding. And also for our listeners, we're talking about Medicaid, which is the jointly funded federal and state health insurance for needy, low-income people, as opposed to Medicare, which is the federal health insurance program in the U.S. for people who are over 65 and over. We're going to have to watch this carefully, Libby Watson. We thank you for your work because, you know, it's going to be important to track the impact of all of this. So we likely will be back in touch with you as we continue to follow this story. Thank you so very much for joining us, Libby
Great.
Watson.
I would love that. Happy to come on anytime.
All righty. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth, and we are out of time. I would like to thank our board op for today. I'd like to thank our assistant producer, Alicia Vargas. You're going to stay tuned for Democracy Now! Sojourner Truth will be back on the air tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and you all please remember to stay safe and well. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.
So listen to me, get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. Let her know that she made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is through. Then she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be a man. You gotta take a stand. This Friday is the day after St. Patrick's Day, but the celebration continues. I'm moving on right after the noon news to 1:30. Host Don Jacobson will be presenting an entire program.